left off on the Vavim Adalef dealing with the Hagadara of Rishus HaYachid. And I just want to start this year with a grua that Yosef Silverman showed me at the end of Shir last Wednesday, that we pointed out that when the Braisa, when the Tosefta deals with Rishus HaYachid, it mentions Ezeu HaYachid Charit Shehu Amok Yud V'Rachav Dalet V'Chein Gader. Rashi explains as a kotel, shugavoa yud v'rachav dalet, a wide wall, zohi rishus hayachid gemura. And we ask the question that it just is calling out from the text, where is the classic rishus hayachid that we speak about, amakam hamuka mechitzas, where is the bayis, where is the chatzer? Why do we speak over here about a chatzer and a gader? So Yosef Silverman showed me that there is a gra in Shulchan Aruch. Derech Agav, there is this edition of the Shulchan Aruch that was put out by the Gunachovsky family many years ago that has in it only the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Grod the Ber Hetev. It's a very nice edition. Rav Shechter used to use it when he taught us Hilchos Shabbos in the yeshiva. So in Siman Shin Mem Hei, that's the, in Orachayim, Din Arba Rishuyos B'Shabbos, so the Mechaber begins in Sif Beis, Ezeu Rishus HaYachid, Mokom HaMukof Mechitzos Gevos Hasara Tfachim, V'yesh Badalat Tfachim Al Dalat Tfachim Al Yoser, V'chein Charitz Amok Hasara V'Rochav Dalat Al Dalat, V'chein Tel Gavoa V'Rochav Dalat Al Dalat. So over there, the Gura points out, what's the Mokor of the Mechaber that he brings in Mokom Mukof Mechitzos Gvoos asara tvachim, it's not an our Tosefta. So he says, Pashut bekama makomos, v'ikara bibraisasham. It's found in the Tosefta. Gader. The loka perish rashisham. That the word gader, don't reinterpret as meaning a wall which is wide. The word gader means a fence. That's what Tosefta means. Ezehu rishus hayachid, gader shehu gavo ayud. When you have a fence which is 10 high, V'rachav dalad, and it encloses an area of dalad al dalad, zohi rishus hayachid gemura. Namely, the two examples that are given over here are the classic example of mechitzot, and what's added in is also the charitz, is also the pit which has walls of 10. And then the mechaber brings in also telshu gavo asara. That's a mishnah later on daf kuf amud aleph. In other words, that has nothing necessarily to do with our braisa. So we have it within our braisa, the makom hamukaf mechitzos. We have the boar, and later on the mishnah daf tzadi tesim et alef, it mentions the tel. That's the tel which is gavoa yud. Okay, so according to the Gra, all questions fall off. The braisa black and white deals with makom hamukaf mechitzos. However, the Rishonim we saw, the Gaonim, and Rashi, and the Ritva, etc., all assume that the Mokom Mukaf Mechitzos is not mentioned in our Braisa. Why not? So the Gaonim already say in Sefer Ha'itim that our Braisa is only teaching us Chidushim. It's not teaching us the obvious. It's teaching us the Chidushim. The Chidushim are Charitz V'Gader. The Chidushim are the Charitz and the Tel. Right, that according to their understanding, the gader is this tel, which is in a rishus harabim, which is simply 10 tvachim high. What is the chidush? So here we saw the Ritva use the language, ki'ilu hu makom mukaf mechitzos gavohos yud v'rachav arba arba. What is this ki'ilu? So we pointed out that theoretically every ki'ilu is like a kafa dimyam. It could be that ki'ilu means that this is an expansion. We have a world of mechitzos. Mechitzos don't have to be fences. Mechitzos can also be when you have an area which is 10 tfachim, either above or below the Rishus HaRabim, that's also ke'ena mechitza. That's really one big halacha of a Rishus HaYachid, just with different examples, that we're expanding the definition of mechitza. However, we saw that the Ramban did not take that approach. The Ramban pointed out that if you have a tel, if you have an amud in the Rishus HaRabim, and you throw something on top of the amud, there's a chiddush that you are chayev. What's the chiddush that you are chayev? Because be'etzem, It's currently on a makom p'tur. What do you mean on a makom p'tur? It's Rishus Hayachid. Mechitzos olos ad larakia. Rishus Hayachid olos ad larakia. So Ramban says, no, that when we're dealing with mechitzos offenses, then they're ola ad larakia. However, the amud, there are no mechitzos, and therefore there's no din of ola ad larakia. Namely, we see, according to the Ramban, that even though we're adding in the charitz and the amud, it's not equal to the world of machitzos. It's parallel to the world of machitzos. That we have two types, two tracks of Rishus Hayochid. A track of machitzos and a track of non-machitzos. Nafgamina, according to the Ramban, is the world of Rishus Hayochid Ola Adla Rekia. That's only within the world of machitzos, not within the world of Rishus Hayochid, which is created without machitzos. Yes, I'm sorry, first...
How far up does the non-machitza go according to Ramban? Does it go up like Rosh Hashanah, the 10th Avim, or does it
stop on top of the Ramban? It says that Avir Rishus Hayachid, where the subject is Nami Lohave, Dechi Amrinan Rishus Hayachid, Ola Adla Rakia, Dilma Ba'avir Chotzer, Avo Ba'amud Lo. That it's not Avir Rishus Hayachid, nothing. It doesn't go up at all. It doesn't go up at all. Only the surface itself. The surface itself is Rishus Hayachid. It has no Avir. It has no Avir, yes?
Does the Ramban hold? He definitely says by an amud that it doesn't go up. Does he hold the same thing by a bore?
By a
bore, the other case in operation.
It's a good question.
He's not talking about the bore over there.
He's not talking about the bore. From the way that we are conceptualizing the Ramban, that's what we're saying. In other words, that when we're dealing with a world without machitzos, or maybe put it this way, we ask the question. On the Ramban, what does that mean that it's parallel? And we answered that we can take a chakira of the Achronim and how to understand the machitzos, and perhaps use this chakira to define the two tracks of the Ramban. That there is a machlokis bechal among the Achronim. What's the function of machitzos? Is the function of machitzos to enclose you from that you're in the inside and you're enclosed? Machitzos serve to enclose. That's how we define a Rishus Hayochid, an area which is enclosed. Or do we find Rishus Hayochid as an area which is set off from the Rishus Harabim? That the mechitzos serve as chasima, they serve as a block. They block the Rishus Harabim. So we pointed out, Yitachen, that according to the Ramban, these are the two tracks. The mechitzos that are made as fences, those would be the mechitzos hamakifot, the person is surrounded. Masha'en came when the person standing on top of the amud, he's not surrounded by anything. But what? He is separated from the Rishus Harabim. And so that would be the Mechitzot HaChosmot. So what we wanted to say is maybe when you have the Mechitzot HaMakifot, there you have the din of Rishus Hayochid Ola Adarakia. When you have the Mechitzot HaChosmot, there we don't have a din of Avi Rishus Hayochid. What Zimmerman is pointing out is that the bore can be viewed in either direction. In other words, the bore can be viewed, in other words, when you're dealing with the tell, so there, when you're standing on top of the tell, there you're not mukaf, but you are chasum. When you're standing in the bore, you are mukaf. You're mukaf by the dirt. So that could be viewed, in other words, in either direction. That we'll see when we get to the Gidud Chamisha, V'charitza chamisha, in other words, in terms of how to view the bore. That's an open question. But simply from the statement, from the Ritva, the fact that the Ritva says that we are juxtaposing the two things mentioned in the Tosefta, namely the bore and the amud. We're just juxtaposing them to the mechitzos, and we're saying that they are ki'ilu mechitzos, so according to the Ramban, it would make sense to say that the two of them would be the mechitzo tachosmot, as opposed to the machitza which is standing. But what's the makor of the Ramban? How did the Ramban know that the world of Avir is tolui in machitzos, and it's not a din in Rishus Hayachid per se? So that's we move over to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the makar of that is the sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Sukkah. That over there we have the sugya of good achis machitza, that a machitza theoretically may be able to go up higher than its physical structure. And the Gemara distinguishes that when you build an amud inside of a sukkah, and this amud is now has a heksher sukkah, we're not going to say on the amud good achid machitza. However, when we're building a sukkah al rosh hagag, there we will say good achid machitza. The Gemara distinguishes. Why would we distinguish between these two? That here we have machitzos nikaros, and here we don't have machitzos nikaros. And so we see that good achiz is means an extension of the machitzos. That when you have machitzos, when you have walls of buildings that are machitzos, those machitzos which are nikarot, people recognize those as machitzot. Even if you're al sfas hagag, you recognize that you're on the top of a building. Those are machitzos nikarot. Those machitzos go up ad l'rakia. Masha'en came the amud, which is what the Ramban is talking about. That, according to Rava, we do not say good achiz machitza, and Rava explains, because ein machitzos nikarot. This is the way Reb Chaim interpreted the Gemara. And Reb Chaim was bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if you build a machitza, you have a roof, right? This is the roof, and you put amudim in the four corners of the roof, and then you put schach on those amudim. According to the Braisa, this is a machlokis between Rav Nachman, between, who is the machlokis between? Rav Huna. No, it, before, in the, it's a machlokis in the Braisa, no? Who was it? Rav Yaakov says this is a good sukkah, and Rabbanan say it's not a good sukkah. And then we have Machlokes Amoraim. What was the case that they argued about? And so Rav Huna said that they argued in this case, al sfas hamachitza. And Rav Nachman says they argued in a situation where you built an amud over here, and on this amud, that's where you put the, you know, it's the schach, but not on the case of. What would be the din according to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbanon, in this situation? That's two. He has two options, and the Gemara ends up with teku. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, we pass like Rabbanon. We don't pass like Rav Yaakov. We pass like Rabbanon. Rabbanon, we have a safek as to what did they hold in this case. Sveka deraisa lechumer. How can the Rambam pass in this is suka ksheira? That's the Ravid's question on the Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah already pointed out that the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. That according to the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara, there was no suffix about this area, and therefore the Rambam can say whatever he wants to. In other words, if we learn, like Rav Nachman, that their machokas is on the Amud, then it has nothing to do with what goes on Sfat HaGag, and the Rambam can paskin kosher. But the same Rambam paskins that when you put the Amud and you have the Schach, that's possible, because this is, we don't say good achiz mechitzta. How can Rambam say good achiz mechitzta here if he doesn't say here? So Reb Chaim pointed out that when the Gemara speaks about the fact that a sukkah requires machitzos hanikarot, we're not talking about the fact that good achiz is a lack of machitzos nikarot. Machitzos nikaros is the condition for good achiz. In order to say good achiz machitzta, in order to say that walls go up, they have to be machitzot nikarot. So when you have machitzot, we view the walls of the building as machitzot, then we have again a din of good achiz machitzta. Masha'enken, when there are no machitzot, where we simply have this amud, so this is in the amud, here we do not say good achiz machitzot. This is the Ramban. This is what Reb Chaim says, this is the makor of the Ramban. How did the Ramban know that there's no din of avir, rishus hayachid ola adla rakia? Because the Ramban assumed that whatever we're going to say over here in the world of sukkah, we're going to say in the world of Shabbos. What creates Rishus HaRiyachid Ola Adarakiyah in Shabbos? The same thing that creates the walls of the sukkah. Good achiz mechitzta. Where do we have good achiz mechitzta? When you have mechitzot. However, when you have an amud, There's no good achiz mechitzta. This is exactly the Ramban. According to Reb Chaim, the Ramban saw the sugi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in terms of sukkah. He extrapolated it to Hilchos Shabbos. Whatever we're going to say in sukkah, we're going to say good achiz. We're going to say good achiz also in the world of Shabbos. And therefore, the Ramban paskins that when you have mechitzot, there's a din of good achiz. But when you have an amud, there are no mechitzot. It's a separate track. It's a track of Rishus HaYachid of Choseim. It's not the track of Rishus HaYachid of the Mukaf Mechitzot. There are no Mechitzot. How can you say good achiz Mechitzta? That's the Ramban according to Reb Chaim. Yes?
So, according to the Ramban, if you were to put poles at all four corners of the mound, whatever it is, in a case like in sukkah, if that was like a mound, and there were to be four pillars coming out of each of them, that be enough?
We're coming to that. We'll come to that when we get to Pasei Biros. It's a proper question. We'll come to that. Yes?
I think it's related to this question. I don't understand Reb Chaim. What makes it nikaros in the case of not dal kundus and then dal?
It's an excellent question that you're asking. When you read the sugya, you try and understand why. What makes something into machitzot nikarot? L'chora, we would assume that you should have the same standard. If we say that the amud is not machitzot nikarot, because when you stand on top of the amud, you don't see the machitzot. You know they're there, but you don't see them. L'chora, that's a lack of nikarot. So l'chora, if you're standing on the roof of a building also, you know that there are walls. So the Tosas over there already points out that this is a difference between the amud and walls. That the walls, the people inside, in other words, there's a difference between the language of mound. There's a difference between a mound, which is atum, which is solid. The only perspective that we have is the perspective of being on top. And so, therefore, it's not nikar. However, when you have a building which is a shell, right, so the shell has also a perspective from inside. And so from inside, these machitzos are nikarot. In Achinei, we're pointing out that we have more than one perspective when we deal with a building. A roof of a building is considered to be nikar because the people inside realize they're inside of machitzot as opposed to the mound. And then, of course, you know, the question is, well, what if we would have a mound that then you would hollow out from inside? Would that turn into a house? Maybe that already would be the world of a gag as opposed to the world of an amud. Where you draw the line is hard to say, but clearly the Rambam paskins both of these dinim, one after another. So we have to, and the Gemara itself brings these halachos one after another. Which perek is it in the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah? Right. So in Dalet Yud Aleph, the Rambam paskins, no'as arba kundisim al arba zavios agag v'sichal gabon, ho'il v'aschichuch al stafsas agag kosher, ro'en es ha-machitzos ha-tachtonot, namely the walls of the bayit, ki ilu hen olot lemalos v'atachsichu. He says black and white, we have a din of good achis machitzta. Masha'en kein, in that long halacha later on, Yudalet, at the end, he points out, bona ba'amud v'yesh bo'hechshir sukkah, psula. Why? She'ein elu machitzos nikaros nimtza al gav ha'amud stach kosher below defanos. There we don't say good achis machitzta. So, and the difference is it's not nikar. So kind of this is called nikar, this is not nikar. The only thing I could think of is the fact that there's more than one perspective within the house as opposed to the amud, since it's solid, there's only one perspective. However, all of this is the shita of the Ramban. The Rambam saw the same Gemara, but the Rambam made a clear distinction between what realm and what realm. The Gemara is in what Masechta? Sukkah. In Sukkah, good achis mechitzta is a relevant factor because what do we need in Sukkah? What's the ingredient of a Sukkah? Defanot. You need defanot. We need walls. And so the only way of our getting walls is with a halacha of good achis mechitzta. The wall has to be expandable. The wall has to come up. But on Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't mention good achis mechitzta at all. But still, what halacha does the Rambam have in Hilchos Shabbos? Rishus HaYachid, Ola Ad LaRakia. Namely, so we see that Avi Rishus HaYachid, Ola LaRakia has nothing to do with good achiz mechitzta. And therefore, the distinction between Amud and Machitzot that we find in Sukkah that here we can apply the good achas and here we can't. That's a sukkah din. That's a din within the world of sukkah. That within sukkah we have this requirement of mechitos nikaros. However, within Hilchos Shabbos, according to the Rambam, irrelevant if we're talking about the amud, that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos calls what? He just gives it a different phrase. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalad Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis really, when the Rambam speaks about the world of Rishus HaYochid in Shabbos, he uses the language of the Mishnah later on. Eizohi Rishus HaYochid, sorry, Yudalad Aleph, tell Shigavoa Asara Tvachim V'rochav Dalad Tvachim Al Dalad Tvachim V'chein Acharitz V'chein Mokom Shumukav Arba Al Arba, which is what we would have called our classic Rishus HaYochid. In all of these cases, we have the halacha that Avir Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid Ad L'Rakia. Namely, the Rambam doesn't have two tracks like the Ramban. The two tracks of the Ramban are relevant, according to the Rambam, only in Sukkah. That the Rambam brings in Hilchos Sukkah. The Sfas Hagag and the Amud. The Mechitos HaNikaros and the Mechitos which are not Nikaros. However, in Shabbos, he simply brings, we have three examples of Rishus HaYochid, all on the same level, and we have a din of Avir Rishus HaYochid Ola Rakia. So what, according to the Rambam, is the source of this din of Avir? According to the Rambam, maybe we'll start off, what's the common denominator, according to the Rambam, between the Tel, the Charitz, and the Mechitzos? Why? What's the common denominator? You're not Mukaf in a Tel, right? So, in other words, that in all of them you have the Chasima, you have the world that you are, you have the Mechitzos HaChosmos, that you are separated from Rishus HaYochid by a separation of 10 tefachim. You have this world that you are mugdar, that you are separated. The ikar is that you are muvdal from Rishus HaRabim. That creates a makom mugdar, a makom mugbal, and then the halacha is that makom goes up out of Arakiya. Namely, nothing to do with mechitzos. The Rambam doesn't require mechitzos. There's no track of being mukaf mechitzos. There's a track of being a rishus hayachid, which is created by a chasima. The chasima could be a mechitza. The chasima could be a mound. The chasima could be a pit. All of those are irrelevant, according to the Rambam. The moment that you are mugdar as being in rishus hayachid, you have avir sha'ola ad l'reki. We pointed out who agrees with the Rambam within the Rishonim and says that even on an amud, we say that Rishus HaYochid Ola Ad L'Rakia. Rashi. This is Rashi, the Rambam. The Ramban is comparing Shabbos to Sukkah, and the Rambam says no. Sukkah is Sukkah. There is the din of Defanos, and Shabbos is a whole different world. Okay, that's what we have over here, Reb Chaim. Very, very powerful in terms of creating a two different worlds. Again, Reb Chaim, his purpose is to explain to us the Rambams in Hilchos Sukkah, that we shouldn't have the kasha of the Raivin, and we shouldn't have a steer within the Rambam. But by doing that, he's redefining the world of Shabbos and Sukkah, that according to the Ramban, these are one world of good achis mechitza, when you have mechitzas, and we have a separate track of amud. And that separate track of Amud doesn't have mechitzos. There's no din of gudachis mechitzos, so it doesn't go under the rakia. Masha ein kein, according to the Rambam, this is a chiluk within the final sukkah, and within Shabbos, we have a separate din of olos al rakia, the moment that it's defined as a rishus hayachid. And rishus hayachid is anything which is separated from rishus harabim in any of these three manners that the rabbin cannot enter. The rabbin are blocked. They can be blocked by a mound, they can be blocked by the walls of the pit, they can be blocked by mechitzot. Taking this one step further, I sent you to other areas where this chakira is very, very relevant. The first of them is the world of Pasei Biraos. That's a Mishnah on Eruvin, on Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, that the Olei Regalim needed water. You had a boar that had water. That boar was deep, 10 tefachim. To take the water out of that boar on Shabbos, we're moving it from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. That would be a Malacha. So we have the concept that if you have four corners, machlokes, you know, it's in terms of what has to be the dimension of these four corners. So let's take the, do we paskin like of an amma by an amma in each of those four corners, then this area which is enclosed is considered to be a reshus hayachid, and the only regalim could enter into here, pull out the water, give water to their to their animals, they themselves can drink, v'shalom al yisra. Okay, that's the Mishnah of Pasei Biroz. When we say this is a reshus hayachid, and this is a reshus hayachid, and this is a reshus harabin, on what plane are we dealing? So the Gemara in Daf Chav says, if you can throw something from here to here, or from here to here, what's the halacha? Chayav. This is a din de'oraisa. This is a reshus hayachid mi de'oraisa. We, Chazal only allowed the other regalim to take advantage of it. But mi'ikar hadin mi de'oraisa, this is a reshus hayachid. Come along, all the Rishonim, and ask, what in the world is going on over here? Here, we have an area which is parutz, which is totally open. And this parutz is more than the omeid. And all of the dinim of Shabbos are a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Ritva Bayas pointed out that the charitz and the amud have the status of reshus hayachid. Hachi gemirava. And the Gemara on Daf Dalet in Eruvin says that there are three areas of Moshe Misinai: Shiurim, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin. Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Kulan Halach Moshe Misinai. And then the Gemara on Daf Tezvav says it was unclear when the Gemara had a Halach Moshe Misinai, what about Parutz? I'm sorry. Ka'omei. What if you have a 50-50 situation? Is that considered to be a Mechitza or not? Gemara goes back and forth. But clearly, if we have parts meruba al ha'omeid, that's no good. And the Gemara speaks about that as hilchasa gemiravan. That's a halacha moshe misina. How can we have a case of pasi biroz, we're saying this is reshus hayachid mi d'oraisa, if we have a principle that parts meruba al ha'omeid is no good mi d'oraisa? How does that go together? So the Ravid gives the most fascinating answer, which is what? The Ravid is quoted both by the Ritva and by the Rashba over there in Erevin. What? That this din of parutz, that you need parutz meruba ha'omeid or parutz ka'omeid, is midrabana. Midaraisa, even if parutz meruba, either Gemara uses the phrase hilchasa gemiralan or Gemara gemiralan. What does that mean? The Moshe Rabbeinu knew that asidin chachamim. Someday Chachamim are going to make this gzera. That's the Hilchos HaGemirah. Namely, it was known that Masha Talmud Osim L'Chadesh was already known by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew already that they were going to make this gzera. Rinan Le'el Hakim Rachmana Lo Tifrutz Ruba Zemidina Durabana Durachmana Agmare Lasinai Shehain Asidin Chachamim Letaken. Yes? So Mida Aresa, there's no problem. So Mida Aresa, that's the Ravid's approach. Okay? Yeah, that requires a Ravid to be able to say that Gemiralan means that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Chachamim in the future are going to make such a gzera. So what other alternative do we have? We have Tosis' alternative. Rabbanim HaTzarfatim. What does Tosis say? One-liner. So one-liner in Erevin. Choshuv Petach. That everyone knows that a Rishus HaYachid has to have a door. I mean, a door is not going to destroy Rishus HaYachid. Every house has a door. Every chotzer has a door. How can you have a door? So it's a Petach. And so over here, we're defining petach, 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 petach. So of course, this is a very technical sort of halacha. The question is, well, what are the dimensions of a petach that are going to be problematic? Okay, so Tosis will deal with that. Can we have a petach? Maybe a petach can be up to Esrim Amma. In other words, it's a similar issue in terms of making a tzurat a petach. How far can it be? But according to Tosis, we have over here a din, these are petachim. Okay, these are petachim, and they don't destroy the reshus hayachid mi d'oraisa. However, the Rashba and the Ritva come up with a much more powerful formulation. To read it to you, Hachanami, kachu din Torah. The kol sheyesh mechitzot shleimot bezaviot shiur amala kol tzad kein pasiv yiraot. Chashuva mechitza gemura velo tipasel b'shum pirtza ba'olam. Ba'u chachomim asur shalotelt b'latzorach ol regalim ol adivar mitzvah kidda b'inam. Or, that's language of the Ritzvah. The language of the Rashba, kol sheyesh mechitza v'peyos v'ika shem arba mechitzas afilu paretz meruba havyan mechitzas. What are they saying over here? These are mechitzas mamash. In other words, what then do we do with the Gemara apart from Rebbe Ohomed if these are mechitzas mamash? Sharper. No. What are we talking about? What's our whole topic? According to the Ramban, how many types of Rishus Hayachid do we have?
Two.
What are the two types? Mukaf machitzos and without machitzos. This, in other words, where do we have the, in other words, this over here is which type? Which type are we using over here? These are this is mukaf machitzos. Makom mukaf machitzos. If you have four corners and you have an amma in each corner, this is a makom ha mukaf machitzos. This person is enclosed. Once he's enclosed, there's no problem with parts of Al-Homid. It's not that parts of is a din drabana. It's not that it's a din of petach. These are machitzos. This person is mukaf machitzos. Where do we have a din of parts of Al-Homid? In the other track, where we don't have machitzos, then you want to deal with the fact that you have a chasima from the Rishus HaRabin. Rishus HaRabin is blocked. If parts of Al-Homid, the Rishus HaRabin is not being blocked. So the classic example, which we haven't yet dealt with today, but I gave you at the Mar Makamos, so you'd see where we're heading, is that maybe, in other words, when you have four machitzos, that's a makom mukaf machitzos. Maybe if you only have three machitzos, that would be a chasima. That will come to in terms of. So we would say, if you have three machitzos, then parts meruba omed will be a problem. Four machitzos, now this is considered to be shem arba machitzos. When you have four machitzos, but even in terms of what we learned. If you have, let's say we're dealing with our Amud. Okay, let's take our Amud. We have our Amud, okay? And let's say, so, and you're standing over here, right? These are each 10, okay? And it's four sides that we have our Amud. If someone were to make a ramp up to this amud in an area that would be paretz meruba meha omed, just like over here we have these four holes. What if you were to make a ramp up to the amud, a long ramp, not a telemislake, a long ramp, such that in achinami 10 up, but we have a paretz meruba omed. That's where paretz meruba omed would break it down. Paretz meruba of ha'omed tells us that when we're dealing with the track of chasima, and you have an area which is paretz meruba ha'omed, that's not a chasima. However, when we're dealing with the track of machitzos, this is shem arba machitzos. That's what the language of the Rishonim is. These are the Talmidim of the Ramban. Kol machitza bepeyos ve'ika shem arba machitzos. Afilu paretz meruba havyan machitzos. Din Torahu, the kol sheyesh machitzos shleimos bezavio shir amal kol tzad, chashuva machitza gemura, velo tipasel b'shun pirtza ba'olam. That these two tracks would not only be a nafgamina in terms of good achiz machitzta, it would also be a nafgamina in terms of the whole din of paretz meruba me'av ha'omed. That the sugya on Dev Tesvav is talking about when you have a rishus hayachid of a chasima. There, parts of Meruba al-Omid will break the chasima. But if you have a Rishus Hayachid which is created by machitzos, as long as you can maintain your hekef machitzos, even by these four amos, amma, these eight amos, right, that's already enough to define this as a Rishus Hayachid. Your mukaf machitzos. We don't care about the pirtzos. Okay? So that's where we have a second nafgamina in this area. A third, it's not so much a nafgamina as it would be a tnai. The Ramban, andaf Tzadi Tesimid Beis, in Nuntes Amad Aleph, I'm sorry, The Ramban in Nun Tes Amud Aleph in Eruvin is dealing with the situation of where does one draw the line between a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabin. Sof kol sof, the moment that we're bringing topography into the picture, particularly Eretz Yisrael, there are Moradios and Ma'alot, and there are Harim and Bekaot, etc. So if I'm standing in a certain place, particularly according to Rav Yehuda, I only need two machitos we're going to see. Maybe somewhere in that direction there's going to be a mountain, and somewhere in that direction is going to be a mountain, and that should turn me into a Rishus HaYochid. Or to take it, you know, to the point of absurdity, maybe the whole world of land is a Rishus HaYochid, because we have Machitzos of the Okeanos. Everyone knows that in the oceans there are areas that go down 10 tefachim, and those should turn the entire civilized world into one big Rishus HaYochid. Where do you draw the line? So the Rashba says there must be a line. The Rashba in Erev in Kavdeiz and Bet Aleph, clearly, Yesh Bo Shiar at Heichon Kari Rishus HaYochid. However, Adavar Tzarach Talmud, exactly where do you draw that line? He leaves it, he throws up his arms. There must be a line. Clearly, there must be a line. Similarly, the Ritva points out, V'kashali mikom akabat emos ayem ruch keket sheir chashuvas machitzos l'shavya rishus hayachid. So we have the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban wrote it himself in Eruvin Nun Tesamet Aleph, and it's quoted by the Ritva and of Kavtes Amid Beis. He says, Omer Rabbeinu Harav, Dehainu kol sheroa atzmo toch ha-machitzot. That even though on Shabbos we don't have the same standard of Nikar that we have in the world of Sukkah, afilu hachi binan shiyira atzmo toch mechitzot. The language of the Ramban himself, af al pi shiyev sheshalo yuharim v'ko saviv lahen, kol she'en ha-mechitza nireis lo'omdim be'emtza ve'en ha-nikeres lahen. Namely, that no matter which track you're taking, there, even if you're taking the track of the chasima, that somehow you have to feel that you are mukaf with these mechitzot, that the mechitzot serve in some way to enclose you. That is a reality, namely that it's not enough that there be mechitzot, but the person subjectively has to feel the mechitzot. He has to see the mechitzot. He has to have that sense of being enclosed. So that's there. In other words, so again, this stems from the Ramban's. He points out we have these two forms of mechitzot. But if you ask, the mechitza chosemes we're going to have by the oceans. But even that has to be something which is relatively experienced by the individual. The fact that you know it theoretically, the fact that National Geographic will show it to you, that doesn't turn your island into a Rishus HaYochid. It has to be something that when you're standing on the island, you can see all around you the Hekef. Okay, but if you're on the middle of Manhattan, you're not going to be able to see the Hekef. So then that Hekef would not turn you into a Rishus HaYochid. Again, not all Rishonim hold this way. The Rashba says there must be a shear, and everybody doesn't know what the shear is. So when we bring that, or we finish learning these sugyas and see Ramosha's chubas about the machitza around Manhattan, etc., these are issues that come up. Which of these shitas we're going to take halachu l'maisa? But at least we see from the Ramban that this sense of being enclosed is something which has to be experienced. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry, Rabbi Blach.
We're in front of the building groups, so we have.
So according to Rav Yehuda, we have the two walls that would create a Rishus HaYochid. In other words, that's the famous Chazon Ish, who deals with those buildings in terms of creating Rishus HaYochid. You know, it's with within a city. In other words, where you look around, you see a building there, and a building here, and a building here. And the question is, you know, and then we put those together, well, to see, how are we passing? How many walls does Rishus HaYochid need? That's part of this question as well. To what degree you require. But the Ramban points out, no matter which approach you're taking, we have to have the experience of being able to see the mechitzos, yes?
These aren't from ground. Because, I mean, if you were in a plane,
L'chor.
You'd see a lot more mitzvahs.
L'chor, from where you are, from where you're standing. Yeah.
So what about the amud then? Because you're also feeling like you're separate.
Right, exactly. You experience that separateness. Correct, but to experience that separateness. Okay, moving over to the world that we mentioned earlier of Gidud Chamisha Umachitza Chamisha. You saw that in the Gemara in Gittin, there's a question as to whether these two forms of separation, the Gidud and the Machitza, can be added together, but there's machlokes between Rashi and Tosos as to what is the Ukimta. What is the Ukimta according to Rashi of Gidud Chamisha Umachitza Chamisha? According to Rashi, we have a bor that has walls of 5 tvachim, and on top of that you have a machitza of 5 tvachim. Tosos says, those are Beferish and Mishnayis, bor v'chul yoso, that can't be over here. Our issue. So, to tell us what's our issue? We have an amud of 5 tefachim high, and then on top of that amud, we have a gader of 5 tefachim. What over here is the common denominator between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the issue of the Gemara? What would be the machlokas? What do we have over here? What kind of a combination is the Gemara offering? That the question is, can we combine these or can we not combine them? Yes? Exactly. Right. In other words, the question is that according to Rashi, you're in the pit. So you have 5 tfachim of a chasima that divide you from the Rishus HaRabim. However, mitzad the Rabim, there's only... the way around. From your perspective, you are, according to Rashi, you being in the pit, bor v'chul yoso, you are mukaf machitzos of 10 tfachim. But someone who is from the side of the rabbim, he's only nechsam by 5 tfachim. Right? And we're... But who, according to Tosfos, we have the opposite situation where you, in other words, where the rabbim are nechsam for 10 tefachim. They have the amud of 5 and the machitzos of 5, but you are only mukaf by 5 tefachim. Namely, the question is, to what degree do these two forms of Rishus Hayachid allow themselves to be combined? We would say that this should be a machokis rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's all totally a chasima. So as long as you have a chasima, that's what's most important. According to the Ramban, we have these two tracks of chasima and hekef. And the question is, can they be combined? But within the sugi itself, before you get to the Rishonim, we can already see a hint in this direction, that we have